I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the ultimate demonstration that it's the journey that counts and not the destination. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Suppose you end up in, like, Columbus, Ohio.
Keep listening and you'll learn what I'm talking about. Anyway, as the NBA lockout has dragged on, Commissioner David Stern has been slicing away at the product his league provides. We'll have no training camps this fall and no preseason games. When does the cutting stop?
The cutting stops when there is some sort of resolution, and I know that sounds obvious, but right now they seem further away from that than anything. There seems to be some general feeling that Derek Fisher and Billy Hunter should take the latest miserable proposal from management to their membership for a vote so we can get a season. Unfortunately, our getting a season isn't the primary objective here. Maintaining a fairly equitable labor-management balance is.
The tickets for today's South Florida All-Star Classic, which will feature LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and various other NBA standouts, sold very quickly. I wonder, should we interpret that as a show of support for the players?
I think it's a show of support for people wanting basketball. It's a good thing. I'm glad they're out there doing this. It's a very good piece of public relations.
Meanwhile, Pau and Marc Gasol will practice with Barcelona. Kobe Bryant reportedly has been offered $1 million one-game deal in Italy. And Tony Parker has made plans to play for a team in France that will pay him a little less than $2,000 a month. If the NBA season does start, will he have enough money to fly back to San Antonio?
Well, he is part owner of the team, so he's probably raking it in on something. One pocket is probably taking it in while one pocket necessarily goes a little dry. It does give you an indication of the success of David Stern in spreading the game worldwide. His currently locked out players have many places to go to play now.
A simmering feud between Kentucky coach John Calipari and Louisville coach Rick Pitino has led one analyst to suggest this week that those two coaches hate each other more than any other rivals in college basketball. I suppose that's a distinction of sorts. Is it accurate?
Oh, it probably certainly is. You're talking about two king egos in the same state running amok. And you're talking about John Calipari, who's the poster child for just about everything that's wrong with college sports. So there we are.
The mighty New York Yankees have been eliminated from the playoffs. The Detroit Tigers will play in their first AL Championship Series since 2006. That's tonight in Texas. Having beaten New York, will Detroit have anything left?
Oh, I think so. I think they handled New York fairly easily, and as long as they've got Justin Verlander left, they're in good shape in any playoff series.
The Florida Marlins did not qualify for baseball's postseason, Charlie. If they had, perhaps the Marlins reliever, who has been known as Leo Nunez, wouldn't have chosen October as the time to reveal that he's not really Leo Nunez at all. Who is he?
He's Juan Carlos Oviedo, who apparently adopted the identity of a friend of his because at the level of baseball that he was playing at when he was in his teens, 16-year-olds were apparently more valuable than 17-year-olds, so he took the name of a younger friend named Leo Nunez and has subsequently made it all the way to the Marlins with it.
And had a $6 million, $7 million contract offered to him, which I gather may be somewhat in jeopardy.
Well, I'm not lawyer enough. I don't even play lawyer enough on Only a Game to know whether those contracts are valid or not.
I saw a headline this week that read, "Good news for Mets fans," and there are limits to my imagination, so help me out with that.
They're cutting ticket prices for their miserable Bernie Madoff-tainted product up to 39%. They finished fourth. They missed the playoffs for 5 years in a row. Nobody's coming to their ballpark. Attendance is down 22.5%. They're trying to make it cheaper so people show up.
Monday Night Football did not sound the same on Monday night. And
how would you know?
I'm told that it didn't sound the same on Monday night, and I'm told that it will never sound the same again. What happened to end the partnership between ESPN and Hank Williams Jr., whose rhetorical, "Are you ready for some football?" has so long been part of the production?
Apparently, they're ready for football at ESPN, but not ready for Hank Williams to compare the president to Hitler. Hank Williams said something untoward about the president and made the Hitler comparison, which is never popular and never a good idea in any context ever, and he's been asked to leave the premises by ESPN, never to return.
The NFL is always looking for ways to make the Super Bowl even more super, and at the next edition of the Game of Games, fans will be allowed to participate in Media Day. Boy, talk about something that may be a curse rather than a blessing. Anyway, do you suppose they'll ask questions more intelligent than the ones asked by various media people?
you mean asked by the lady from MTV or the guy dressed as a banana?
Yeah.
I've seen both, by the way, at Media Day. Media Days is a horrible experience for everyone involved. This is a horrible idea about a horrible experience. I don't know who thought this was a good idea, but they're guaranteed for at least one or two fistfights in Indianapolis.
Two former college football players, Derek Owens and Alex Rux, have sued the NCAA for failing to protect them from injuries that have resulted, quote, in preventable brain trauma. The lawsuit seeks to force the NCAA to institute a medical monitoring program. How is it that there was no medical monitoring program?
Because the NCAA is like a stubborn mule. They don't do anything until you hit them over the head with a 2x4.
Or a lawsuit.
Taylor Branch pointed out in his now famous article in Atlantic Monthly that the phrase student athlete was invented basically to get so the NCAA could dodge workman's comp suits. This you're seeing is the final result of that. These are people who are suing the NCAA to force the NCAA to do something it should have done automatically when this issue first arose.
Wayne Rooney stars for Manchester United and makes a lot of money at his trade. Do you think that maybe this week he wishes he'd funneled some of that wealth to his father?
Yeah, his father got busted in a betting scandal along with Wayne Rooney's Uncle Richie, who's identified in the Sun story as Uncle Richie, and who I guess probably has a mob name called Uncle Richie.
But
in any event, there are a couple of nine people being quizzed over this betting scandal. The arrest took place in Liverpool and Glasgow, and it had something to do with a game between Scottish teams Motherwell and Hearts. And doesn't that sound like they should be playing on Hallmark Memorial Stadium? I play for Motherwell. No, I play for Hearts.
Don't let any Scots hear you say that. Golfer Elliot Saltman is ranked 686th in the world, Charlie, well behind the leaders at the Madrid Masters as we speak. So why is he celebrating?
All I can think of is the scene in Best in Show where the Weimaraner goes after the judge and Fred Willard says, oh, he went after her like she was made out of ham. Elliot Saltman made a hole-in-one during the Madrid Masters and won the prize, which was his body weight in ham.
And finally, Charlie, presumably because he wants to hear you shout sports.
Sports!
A listener named Dan Jacobson emailed this week to insist that I tell you that next week in the Netherlands, the World Contract Bridge Championships will transpire. So would you care to once again oblige Mr. Jacobson?
Sports! Apparently, Iceland is the favorite to win the World Contract Bridge Championship.
Long winter there. There's nothing else to do.
Which they're competing in the Netherlands for something called the Bermuda Bowl.
Yeah.
Sports is very confusing.
Charlie Pierce is the politics blog at Esquire magazine, and he takes some time to visit the toy department each week with me as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.